Fasten your championship belts, because this podcast is unprofessional. Welcome to your weekly home for wrestling reviews, discussion, predictions, and more. This is Unprofessional Wrestling. Here are your hosts, Schwartz, George, and Travis.
Happy WrestleMania week, everybody. It's like Christmas if you're a professional wrestling fan like the three of us here. As you heard the original Monster Truck voice guy from the old commercial say, I am Travis. Next to me here is George. George, are you feeling excited for WrestleMania?
Wee bit here, just a wee bit.
And Shorts over there live via satellite, pal, are you excited for WrestleMania?
I'm fucking ecstatic.
Fucking ecstatic.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go. It's WrestleMania, boys. The build has been a little interesting, to say the least, so far. But I think now it feels like WrestleMania now. It's always going to get more exciting the week of. All these extra things are happening. They're kind of connecting all the dots to get everything ready, which how well they did it is sort of a question. And that's more or less what we're going to talk about today. We are going to be going over the WrestleMania cards and discussing the build-up. We're going to refrain a little bit from giving our final predictions because we're going to save that for our live stream on Saturday. Speaking of our live stream Saturday, don't forget to hit that subscribe button right here on YouTube. And if you're listening after the fact on YouTube, still hit the subscribe button. But you can also find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe on there as well. Now, with that being said, I talk about this show that we're doing this Saturday. At 10 a.m. Central this Saturday morning, we are doing our live WrestleMania pre-show. We're going to go over the whole card. We're going to give our predictions. We might have a clueless guest as well, and we know that's very fun. I have no idea who that's going to be yet at all, by the way, but that's in the works. Any ideas for a clueless guest?
Nay.
Is it a reoccurring?
I mean, it can be, maybe. I mean, the only two we've had so far are Nick and Alex, and Nick is not in town, and we don't know if Alex is coming yet.
Didn't we have Opie?
No, but he is a possibility because he will be here at that time. He's coming Friday night, as well as a buddy of ours, or Sean. You know Sean. He will be here too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have people in mind that I would consider.
Okay. We'll reconvene. But, maybe Larry Bird can join in.
Doesn't matter.
It's just an idea.
If you just want to hear about Bianca the whole time, go for it.
I mean, heelish baby, big baby face Bianca. I mean, yeah.
You know, start that shit again.
Oh, please don't. I'm gonna have a heart attack.
What if EO is the heel?
Stop. What do you mean?
Okay, we won't get for into what it.
How is that possible?
Yeah, she is.
Guys, stop. Okay, well, anyways, don't forget to check us out 10 a.m. Central Time this Saturday for our WrestleMania pre-show, and we may be doing another one on Sunday. We'll see how it looks. I don't know if everybody's going to be able to partake because it is Easter, but WrestleMania's on, so I give zero shits about Easter.
He has risen.
Wow, dude.
And you know who will be also? John Cena when he wins the title.
There we go.
That's not my official prediction. Just want to let that known now. Let that be known. No, can't talk. So anyways, like I said, don't forget that to hit that subscribe button and all that fun stuff. That'd be really, really awesome of you guys. We're over 450 subscribers and we're on the road to 500. And we talked about maybe doing a little giveaway or something once we get to 500. That would be pretty neat. I don't know what we would give away, but we can figure something out and make a plan, and that would be fun.
This fancy heavyweight belt we can give away.
I mean, you two and my lovely wife are the ones that actually paid for it. So I guess I wouldn't if I were you personally. And also, don't forget to join our Discord channel. There is a link to that in the description of the YouTube video here, or also in the audio version on Apple or Spotify if you are listening on there. And so what we're going to do, like I said earlier, we're going to basically go down the card and just talk about the buildup. Are we happy with it? Are we happy with where we are running into it? We do have one SmackDown left, of course. However, we have basically the full card available, and more or less, there can't be too many more surprises between now and the first night of WrestleMania. So, you guys good to jump into it?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, night one, Jade versus Naomi. Shorts, give me your thoughts on this match and the build-up so far.
My thoughts are this one's going to be actually a little bit tough on picking who the winner is, but I like the build-up. It was very quick. I mean, in the long run, it took a while to heat up, obviously, with the months and months and months, but it kind of all just came crumbling down, and it works.
George?
I don't know who's going to win, though.
I'm going to say Jade wins. It'd be a decent match. Maybe I'll go 20-minute match at least.
What do you think of the build-up?
Decent. You know, since Jade was gone for how long, and then she finally comes back, and, you know, week after week now you've seen it one hand or the other. I like it so far.
I think the biggest thing that is working on this so far for me is this Naomi heel turn. And she's been doing, it hasn't been a long time, but she's been doing a really, really good job. I'm hoping at WrestleMania she's coming out with new music, loses the whole glowy entrance, and we're full in on proceed with caution, Naomi. So in terms of this last week, the only real progression we had in the storyline was Naomi cutting basically a vignette promo thing on Jade. It was really good. Naomi talks like a great heel. I really couldn't stand her as a babyface anymore. And it's a shame that this hasn't happened for a long time. I believe she was a heel in TNA, and I heard good things about that, but I never saw it for myself. So I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this, and I think I mentioned this last week. This is the first ever women's single match in WrestleMania history that is not for a title or involves lingerie. I believe this is the only singles match without a title but had lingerie involved since 2006. So it's almost 20 years that we've gotten to this point. And the fact it's taken 41 years just to have a storyline-driven, no title women's singles match is just a wild fact, I think.
It's kind of crazy that it took this long, though, to have that.
Yeah, and yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's insane. So, of course, refraining from giving predictions on all of these as much as possible, because that's what we're going to be doing Saturday and or Sunday. We'll figure out Sunday. And I'm excited for this one. I really am. I don't know how great the match is going to be. I don't know if we get anything unexpected out of this or if we just get a straight up great match. But I wish there was some sort of gimmick match. I feel like WrestleMania as a whole is a little light on gimmick matches, and I do think it would have been nice if this was some sort of, I don't know, hardcore false count anywhere, which would fit the story, you know, because look at the backstage attack that caused
last woman standing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. I think this is really going to make or break Jade as a singles competitor, because she's had, what, two singles matches or three singles matches, and they just, like, they're okay. They're not, like, they're going to shoot her to the moon kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never thought Jade was, like, the most amazing athlete in the ring by any means, but she is, I think, more of an attraction, and as long as she's getting better as time goes on, then that's good enough for me personally.
Right. I'm in for that.
So with that, one of the most... is that Kitty? Oh, it's Chrissy. Hi, Chrissy.
I say hi.
She's just here getting the cat.
We can't wait for her to be here on Saturday.
The cat?
Chrissy.
The dogs.
Even if she doesn't hang out, her and Kelly can just like go to the bar or something, but like we're still excited.
Sure.
We love Chrissy. Yeah, so the probably the most anticipated match on all of the WrestleMania card. El Grande Americano versus Rey Mysterio. How can you not be excited for this match? It is the rise of a legendary Mexican luchador that recently resurfaced, and he's getting his first shot ever at WrestleMania. I mean, how does it get any better than that? I don't think it does. It's just an incredible story, probably the strongest storyline on all of WWE programming currently. And talking about that, last night on Raw, we saw Rey Mysterio versus Julius Creed. Basically, Chad Gable gets thrown out, I believe, because he was interfering or causing a distraction or something. So he gets thrown out of ringside. And shortly after, coincidentally, a Grande Americano comes out and basically causes a distraction. But Rey still fights him off. And Rey wins the match. But then Grande Americano still has the steel plate in his mask from last week and basically takes out the LWO and stands tall. So Grande looking real strong, baby, going into his first ever WrestleMania match. What do you think of the build for this? And I guess what is there for El Grande after WrestleMania?
I
don't even know.
You want to go first or me? I mean,
you're good.
It's entertaining, but come on, we know that ain't El Grande. We know who that is. And don't you dare say Bobby Lashley.
I mean, I don't think so.
I sent you guys the picture an hour ago. They got matching tattoos.
Doesn't Omos have that tattoo or something?
That's like the most popular tattoo.
Let's see it. Where's yours?
I don't have it.
Exactly. Shut up.
But I've seen a lot of people with that same tattoo in the same spot.
Right.
Because
For those out of the loop, there is a theory apparently that because El Grande has a similar tattoo to Chad Gable, that automatically means Chad Gable is El Grande, which we know isn't true. They were both on Raw last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand what you're getting at.
Nothing.
I don't think El Grande is somebody we already know. Like, if that mask comes off, it's just going to be some face we've never seen. It's just going to be El Grande
with a fake tattoo.
Maybe. Say the tattoo is fake.
I'm saying it's going to be fake if it's not him.
Allegedly.
Fucking conspiracy theorist George over here.
Yeah, George and all his theories.
So,
I think the build of this, I know that they want to keep Rey in the WrestleMania picture. I just don't think it needs to be Rey's fight. I think it needs to be someone else. I think it could be, honestly, anybody from the LWO, but it's just, you won't get the star power or anybody interested unless it's Rey. Hell, I would have freaking loved if Rey Fénix or Penta or whatever took him on.
Oh, yeah, that would have been cool, too.
But it's been funny. I think this is probably the best quick, almost gimmick-like situation that you could have without actually being a full-on gimmick situation.
We got David Hart in the chat here on YouTube. And by the way, if you ever catch our live streams every Tuesday right here on YouTube on Unprofessional Wrestling, you can always join in the conversation, and we love conversing with everybody that's out there about this. He thinks El Grande is, and this isn't the wildest theory I've heard, honestly. This is less wild than Chad Gable. His theory is that it's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
Now, that's I don't think that's completely ridiculous.
I mean, he will be there Friday night.
Exactly. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame because they're inducting Bret Hart versus Stone Cold. The first time they're inducting a match into the Hall of Fame, which is actually, by the way, really cool that we're getting that.
It would be cooler if there was actual a Hall of Fame to put it at, don't you think?
It would be neat. It's been talked about before, and I guess the best we're probably ever going to get is whatever they put in WWE World, which we're going to go to when the three of us go into large amounts of debt to go to SummerSlam in Minneapolis in 2026, right? We're all in on this?
Mm-hmm. We're almost a year away.
We're staying at your house. So,
yeah.
God, yeah, I'm so fucking excited for it. So excited. All right. So with that, I think this whole El Grande build, I think they debuted him very well. I think they made him look strong, but to have two of the best luchadors to ever do it meet in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania is pretty. What's so funny? Why do you keep laughing?
Nothing.
It's just
you. You're just really good at speaking about stuff. I appreciate you.
I just don't think he thinks that El Grande is in the same stratosphere as Rey Mysterio,
which is insane. Like, we've seen
Rey Mysterio is a Hall of Famer,
and what, El Grande's new to WWE.
Yeah, what was his career like before WWE?
Are you kidding me? Have you been watching the show?
Let's see it. Pull it up.
Did you not see his vignette?
Dude, they literally had black and white photos of him growing up as a child in wrestling.
Was he wearing the mask too?
Yes. Jesus, man.
And he also says gracias too.
That's true.
Thank you.
No, he says gracias. Mm. All right, hold on. Yeah. So basically, the whole basis of his vignette was he's a superstar that obviously comes from the Gulf of America, and he quickly. why do you keep laughing? This is, I don't understand. What is his problem? Nothing. What's George's problem?
Nothing.
I don't know.
I just saw something on my phone. It's really funny.
Why are you looking at your phone while we're doing a show?
I'm reading your notes, and there's something in here that Schwartz added.
Oh my God! Not again. Anyways, El Grande comes from the Gulf of America. He quickly climbed up the Lucha Libre charts before being blackballed by jealous opponents and disappeared for years.
Exiled.
And resurfaced in the WWE.
All right, I'm convinced.
Why are you still smiling?
I'm not. Mad.
Shorts. Why is this funny?
It shouldn't be. El Grande is...
It really shouldn't.
He's a decorated wrestler.
I didn't say he wasn't.
I don't know how many times we have to explain this before you fucking understand it. But
he's just not...
Does he have a trading card yet?
He's brand new to the company. Chill. Give him time to make merch and stuff. I think you can buy his mask.
I mean, see if it's on like... I don't know. What's up with the, what does AEW use again? It's like wrestle shirts or something.
Ringside tees, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Or no, pro wrestling shirts. ProWrestlingShirts.com. I don't know if they go with that exclusively or what. I know they did at the start, but anyways, so moving on here. We can only beat the dead horse that is George for so long. Next up here, we got LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu for the United States Championship. Now, what we saw on SmackDown this Friday was essentially... Oh, where am I at in my notes here? So... Now, I guess we'll cross over into this, but... Nick Aldis and Randy Orton are doing a thing. We'll talk about that in a minute here, too. But then Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga come out and they interrupt Nick Aldis and Randy Orton. That sets up a tag match for the main event. So then we get LA Knight with Randy Orton versus Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu. And after the match, LA Knight is attacked by Jacob Fatu. What's that look for?
Pretty sure it's Solo.
Solo Sikoa, not Jacob Fatu.
Idiot.
Yeah, okay. But then we saw Jacob Fatu attack LA Knight after the match.
Yeah.
And hit him with a couple of those jump-up moonsaults and holding up the U.S. title. And that's how SmackDown closed last week on Friday. So, they've had some qualifying matches or whatever, you know, they did for the U.S. title. How do you feel about the build-up to the U.S. championship match?
It's exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's going to be lackluster, and it's just I don't know if I said this before, but LA Knight is just a better title chaser rather than a title holder. I love LA Knight. I do, but they just don't do enough with him while he's holding that title. It's just, I think Jacob Fatu needs this title. I don't think he actually needs it, but I think he deserves it.
I think the build has been... I think it's been okay, but it's like, I'm not particularly excited about it. And I don't want to say LA Knight is a better title chaser than a title holder, but I haven't gotten very excited for his matches. And I don't think it's necessarily his fault. I think he just needs, like more of a cutthroat sort of storyline than what he's really had before. So, George, yeah. What do you think about this build?
I've liked the build up.
Okay. All right.
Fun fact, Jacob Fatu is a single competitor, is undefeated.
It's good to know. Yeah. Okay. That's an important thing going into WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So that's what we know about that. And since we touched on it briefly, SmackDown started this last week with Nick Aldis coming out, and he calls Randy Orton out to the ring. And Nick is obviously very upset about the RKO. And I mentioned on last week's show about how Randy Orton, the last time he RKO'd Nick Aldis, paid his fine, but doubled the amount and said, oh, I doubled it for next time. And Randy said, like, I don't know why you're mad. Like, I already paid for this RKO. And Nick Aldis essentially says it was never about the money. He just needs Randy's respect. And Randy explains, yeah, you had my respect a long time ago, blah, blah, blah. And Randy Orton is practically begging for a match at Mania at this point. Like, this is going to be my 20th WrestleMania. This is really important. I need you to give me a match, even if it means getting rid of this suit for one night. And I think at this rate, it would make the most sense to put Nick Aldis in that match. And I would be all for it. I think he's a well enough established character on WWE programming. I think all in all, people have liked Nick Aldis as a GM on SmackDown. And it can be a quick 5-minute thing. I don't really care. But I think that's what I'd like to see. I'd certainly like to see that more than Solo, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are really interested in Solo at all.
Not really.
No, but this opens up the door to possibly streamline the return of a wrestler.
True.
Are we referring to Aleister Black, perhaps?
There's another one that's been on the list. Actually, there's Rusev. Three total guys.
I forgot about Rusev.
And there's a Jeff Cobb was signed to WWE as well.
Yeah, just saw that today.
I don't think he'd come out in Mania, though.
I mean, I'd even go with Sheamus.
No, I don't want to say majority of the audience isn't going to know him, but like he's barely been on like a big stage in the U.S., so I don't think Mania is the time. I think you put Cobb in NXT first.
No, that dude's like 40-something, I think, and there's no way he's going to go into NXT.
They've had people at 40 started NXT before?
I don't know. But you give him a mouthpiece and maybe a mask. I think he was in Lucha Underground with a mask.
I believe that's right, yeah. I don't think you put a mask on him, but he needs to be introduced to the audience in a way that's not at WrestleMania, because that's not going to get the reaction that they would want.
Who's thumbs down in our shit?
What?
Look at the screen. There's a bubble that keeps popping up and it's thumbs down.
No, I don't know. Somebody's doing something with their hands. It's not me.
I think it's you.
I think it's you. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, not doing anything.
George's hands are behind.
Oh, why? It keeps happening. It's coming from Discord, though, is what it is.
Which means it's you.
No, it means it's you. Maybe.
I haven't even brought my hands up.
I'm blaming you anyway. So.
Didn't work.
Yeah, so I'm hoping we see Randy Orton and Nick Aldis in a quick thing, and that's, I'm sure we'll find out on Friday what's going on. Now, let's move on to the World Tag Team Championship match, War Raiders versus New Day. We don't need to spend much time on this one, but I will say there's been very little build at this. It's a shame that this is on the show over the SmackDown Championship match. That's insane with how well built the SmackDown tag division has been over the past however many months and how many good teams have been built up over there. The only reason I think this might be on the WrestleMania card is because there is a big surprise happening during this match. And that's the only thing that you can say to justify this being on the card, because it shouldn't be. And it's nothing against the War Raiders of the New Day, but there's been no build. No build.
Is there any significance for New Day to win this title? Like, you know, I know that they're the...
No.
Do they have the most title reigns?
I don't remember.
Pretty sure it's the Usos.
Regardless, does it tie them? Does it?
I don't more of, know if that's really at play in anything.
Could we see a? Do you guys think we could see a Big E heel turn or like a cost them the belts?
I guess I didn't consider that. I always thought it could cost them the belts, but I never considered the fact that he might.
He did say he'd be their manager.
Align with them.
That's an interesting theory. So I think we see Big E, and I think that's the reason that this is on the card at all to begin with. So.
Yeah. I think I'm with you with that.
Also, night one, Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair. Now.
Big build.
Tiffany Stratton, because of a backstage confrontation with Roxanne Perez on SmackDown, they had a match, and after Tiffany won the match, Charlotte came out and attacked Tiffany and stood tall. And I think if it wasn't for the whole promo thing that went off the rails 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't give a single shit about this match. And I think a lot of people probably feel the same, but that picked up a lot of interest, and it made it look like these two just legit hate each other, and I can't wait to see them go at it now.
It did help that there's a bunch of stuff that happened before where they caught. It was almost like what they did with Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes.
Yes. Yep. Charlotte attacked Tiffany in the parking lot.
She couldn't get her trunk open. It was bothering me.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
But yeah, Charlotte was supposed to be suspended for the rest of the day. There's that too. How the hell did she get through then?
She was able to change her outfit and get back into the arena.
She had more plastic surgery, so the guards didn't recognize her.
I guess that's the most logical thing.
All within 2 hours.
More logical than anything George has said on this show.
Whoa. I will put you through this fucking table right now.
You won't do a fucking thing to me. You understand?
George, close your eyes. You don't need to see this.
No, I want him to watch this. I'm going to 1v1 him on COD later, and he's gonna get it. Uh-uh. He's going to get it.
Oh, only on COD?
Yeah. So, yeah. Tiffany versus Charlotte, I'm now interested, and it's one of the matches I'm more excited about, to be honest with you, for the night one card. Now, with that being said, we're going on to Jay versus Gunther, and I'm going to do it on Saturday, boys. It's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to do the big Gunther thing I used to do.
Okay.
So what we had happen on Raw.
Missed the old Trav.
Yeah. We had basically, Gunther came out to start the show, walked down, and Michael Cole's like, oh, I wasn't expecting to interview him till later. And so Gunther calls Michael Cole into the ring, asks him a couple of questions, and then Gunther gets mad, takes the mic away from Michael Cole, and more or less says that Jay was full of crap last week when Jay said he wasn't scared of Gunther anymore. And basically that Gunther's going to beat Jay for the fourth consecutive time and retain the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, I don't think a lot of people necessarily believe that's going to happen, but I will say I don't think Jay is a long-term sustainable champion, and I would not want to see him in a big title match on any big pay-per-view. That's just me, but all in all, the build for this has been okay. I don't know. Jay winning the Rumble, I've said before, didn't do a lot for me personally. Excuse me. didn't do a lot for me personally. And this didn't really pick up a lot of steam until Jimmy got involved and Jay just bloodied him and zip-tied Jay to the ring ropes. And then later on, we had Jay just basically come out and do the whole yeet 5-minute entrance, and then people kept chanting, and then he's like, do the music again. And then they did more yeeting, and then just a very generic babyface promo. And that's the last bit of buildup we have for this match.
Everyone yeeted.
I don't know. I kind of like this buildup. I think out of all of them, besides, I guess, the Tiffany and Charlotte so far that we've talked about, I think this one's probably the second best.
Yeah. I don't know.
And, well, I mean, you have to put Jimmy in that, you know, in the whole thing. That is like the biggest part of it.
Yeah.
We have seen that in the past where family members are really the main reason the storyline gets a big push, mm-hmm. because, you know, someone's getting hurt or someone's getting abducted or something. I don't know.
Abducted.
I have no idea. Back in the 90s? Hell yeah. But this one's good. I think Gunther did a great promo.
It was awesome.
Great promo.
Yes, I agree.
He because Jay's last two, I think, promos were pretty good. They're pretty deep. They're, you know, enough to keep me interested, but yeah, Gunther really brought himself back up. This one's going to be a tough one.
I mean, it started really slow and everything was just really predictable. Mm-hmm. Like we've all said, once Jimmy got into the picture, that's when business finally started to pick back up.
Yeah, I agree. And I've been saying, too, part of the problem with the WrestleMania build this year is they have to drag it out. Like, it's only an extra 2 or 3 weeks, but, like, WrestleMania is 2 or 3 weeks later this year than what it normally is. And I feel like, you know, that's a long time to tack on, because normally, like, you're really focusing on January, your Royal Rumble, all the way to, you know, to Mania. But it just felt like they had to drag everything out a lot later than what they normally do. And that created dead air in between certain events that actually added to everything. So that's going to be interesting. So I can't wait to hear our predictions for that on Saturday. Don't forget to join us Saturday at 10 a.m. Central, as we do our pre-show and give our final predictions. Now, with that being said here, oh boy, we got to blow through these. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and CM Punk. Now, the buildup to this really started, I guess, all in all, it kind of started more or less at, I guess we could say, well, since Punk's return, initially at Survivor Series 2 years ago, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how upset Rollins was. And after Punk got hurt, they had to put that feud on hold. But they started it back up, and we got Seth Rollins versus Punk at the first Netflix of... Well, at the first Netflix Raw. And that was the... That was not the cage match. And then we got the cage match between the two. And then at Royal Rumble, we had Rollins screwing Punk, I believe. God, I don't remember. I don't remember the order of events here. But in any case, Rollins went after Punk and Roman on the outside of the ring at Royal Rumble. Correct?
Mm-hmm. It was Chamber that Punk or that Rollins screwed Punk.
Yeah.
That's right. And so we knew this was going to go to a triple threat match, and I felt very indifferent about that. I didn't really understand, and I really think there should be a title involved in this, but what we've been learning is that Paul Heyman is essentially the title. And I don't know who's necessarily going to win this match, but I don't see a scenario where Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman have been working together behind everybody's backs this whole time. And that is why ultimately Seth spared Paul Heyman last week and didn't stop him.
I have a little bit different, but almost the same line of thought with you.
What's different?
I guess I'll figure that out on Saturday.
Okay. All right. What do we think of the build overall here, quick?
I thought it's been amazing the last 3-4 months, not just going back to when Punk came back in Survivor Series, mm-hmm. but adding Roman to the mix and Paul Heyman. It's just been something new every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, one guy taking out the two guys. Next week is a different guy taking out the two guys, and you got Paul Heyman just screaming, no, no.
Yeah, it's true.
Just screaming in the corner.
Last night, we had Roman and Paul at the end of the show come out together, and Roman asked Paul why he's betraying him, and Roman's the only one getting screwed in all of this and having to pay Paul's favor tab, more or less. Seth comes out and explains that Heyman made a choice to abandon Roman. Roman says, I also made a choice. And then he turns around and attacks Seth. Then he turns back around and he pushes Paul Heyman down. Punk comes out for the save. Roman hits a spear on Punk. And then when Roman's standing tall over CM Punk, deja vu, baby, Seth Rollins hits Roman in the back with a chair.
The Shield chair shot.
Rollins stomps both Punk and Roman. And the ending shot is Seth Rollins holding a chair, looking down at Heyman with the WrestleMania sign in the background. I don't think we need to see them again on Friday. I think this is good enough for me. And I think it's going to be really interesting. And I think it's going to be a great main event for night one. So,
yeah, I don't think they'd show up on Friday just because the only person that is on from SmackDown is Roman. Mm-hmm. But I could see Paul Heyman cutting a promo on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of almost denouncing. Do you think he'll say anything about who, if he's going to walk down with Punk or not? Like,
he's for sure going to walk down with Punk.
Yeah, they advertised it already with Punk and Heyman.
That's not the question. The question is what happens after the match, I think.
Well, yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm just more so thinking, like, just more on the Roman side. Like, he's already going with Punk. So I don't know. I'm trying to grasp at, like, what Roman is even thinking and where his position is at this point, where it's like,
and I think that's part of what Punk is trying to do, is he's trying to take away Roman's confidence, take away that security, take away that extra thing he's got in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to see that come into play during the match. So, all right, let's go through night two here quick. First, AJ Styles versus Logan Paul last night on Raw. We saw AJ Styles take on Karrion Kross, which was really cool to finally see Karrion Kross in a match. And, you know, he's been bugging AJ Styles for a while. AJ Styles wins the match. I don't think this is the end of Styles and Karrion Kross being involved with each other.
Fuck no.
I hope not. I think they have there good. I think there's chemistry. Yeah, I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, well, anyways, I guess I should finish this. Logan Paul tried to interfere in this match, if I'm not mistaken, and AJ Styles ended up getting the win. And then afterwards, Karrion Kross and Logan Paul start to team up on AJ Styles, and Logan Paul ends up getting the upper hand and hitting the, was it the pulverizer?
Yeah.
Stupid name, but kind of a cool move. I hate to say it.
It's a playoff is the last name.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not stupid.
I don't know.
I think it's kind of lame.
You do some weird things, bro.
Like what?
A lot of misspelling and saying words wrong.
Bro.
I blame the Blueisters.
Brace face.
I'm gonna kill him.
I kind of feel like Karrion Kross is almost trying to bring AJ Styles almost in like a faction, almost like a Bullet Club type faction.
That's what I'm getting.
I would love to see that. Did you see that he got the same tights? Did you hear that from Michael Cole?
No.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
So Michael Cole said that he highlighted the if you look at Karrion Kross, he normally wears
shorts, like
his
trunks,
his trunk. He actually went to the same manufacturer, the same person that makes AJ Styles pants, and he made him make similar pants for him.
Oh, that is fascinating. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that. Okay. Neat. Neat. That's a little stuff like that I love. I know this is going to be a good match, AJ Styles and Logan Paul. Am I excited for it? No, because it's Logan Paul, but if it's going to be on my TV, I'm sure it'll still be enjoyable. And I believe this build started, correct me if I'm wrong, with the whole Andrew Schutz thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a lame way to do it. Short term, but they were just trying to give Logan Paul a match, and AJ Styles was available, and in my perception, that's how we got to this. So, Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. This has been a decent enough build, but I couldn't care less. I really couldn't. Without a title involved, I have no investment in these two. I think they did do a good job on Friday, where Drew McIntyre was supposed to come down and cut a promo, but in the middle of his entrance, Damian Priest attacked him. Drew ended up getting the upper hand and gave a Future Shock DDT to Damian Priest on the steel steps and took his eye patch off and said, I'm 100% cleared. So we're getting a Sin City street fight between Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre. I wish this was going to Jade and Naomi instead, but here we are. So
the only way that I'm okay with this match, because I already bad match, I don't care about it, I will literally go take a dump during this match. It's just,
don't clog my toilet.
It'll be a 10-minute poop for a 10-minute match. So, the only way I'd be okay with this is if they end up outside of the arena or somewhere crazy in the back for this.
Yeah, they gotta. I agree.
Are you referencing Kevin and Roman? Okay.
We've seen leaks of the stage, and if they don't end up on the tippy top of that motherfucker, then what are we doing here?
Or like way back. I want them to like throw some random poles like they used to do in the 90s and 2000s. And just throw some poles.
Hell yeah.
Like do something. This match has like very little traction.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it has much interest as with these two not being in the title picture. I don't know. Doesn't do it for me. But moving on to that, the Intercontinental Championship match, Bron Breakker versus Dominic Mysterio versus Penta Zero Miedo versus Finn Balor. Now, I think this has actually been a pretty decent build-up for a mid-card title match. And there are, you know, everybody in this match is somebody I think the fans are intrigued by or interested in. And you've got a different dynamic with Dom and Finn Balor both being a part of Judgment Day being in this match. Because you know that both of them want to win it. It's not just about getting it back to the Judgment Day. And I only see one winner in this. I'm going to reserve that. And I think you can make a case for all of them. But to me, there's only one winner you can pick.
That's the right move.
And
I know for damn sure Braun's not walking out of there with it. That's all I know.
Yeah, and I would agree. But I think this is going to be a great match. I think the build has been really good, like I said, for a mid-card title match. And people are interested. It's going to be a good match, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I want Bron Breakker to fly out of the ring and spear someone into the floor. I want spear after spear after spear.
You get a spear. Like,
Did you guys see Carlito last night when Bron was on top?
Yeah. Yep.
He's like, oh, fuck this shit.
Yep. He's like, I'm not. Do you think that they have a spear counter for this match?
Oh yeah,
that'd be hilarious. It's just always on the screen, just counting up.
Yeah, if it's not a part of our sheet that we fill out, we need to add it.
I can't wait to print those off. That's my favorite thing. I can't wait. So, anyways, last night on Raw, Finn does defeat Penta via a Braun disqualification, and. You know, everybody's involved. So I think that was a decent way to kind of close it out and put a bow on it for WrestleMania. So I'm interested in this match for sure. And I mean, yeah, I guess I don't know what else I can really say about it other than that. So
yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that nice?
I'll be freshly out of the toilet after the other match, and I'll watch this whole thing.
Well, I don't know that these are in order, but
regardless, I'll still be ready.
All right, fair enough. So, moving on, the Women's Tag Team Championship match. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez are defending against Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. I hate this, and not because it's the Women's Tag Team match. If you're going to have this gauntlet match to determine the number one contender to go on to Mania, that's fine, but don't do it like the second to last SmackDown before, because you have no time to build a rivalry between these two teams. But also, why did Bayley and Lyra win? Like, they just faced off against each other last week for the IC title match, and now they're in a random thrown together, slapped together tag team for what reason? And why are they winning? And why they're not even a tag team? They've had one match together, and all of a sudden they're just going for the championships. It makes no sense. You know who should have won was the Secret Hervis, or Secret Service. What do they call it? Secret Service or Secret Hervis?
Secret Hervis.
I think I like Secret Service better.
That's too hard to say.
They should have won. They are an actual team. And
well, I mean,
damn, their matches are fun.
So is the DJ girls. I don't even know what you call them.
No, I am over them.
Who?
The party girls. Katana Chance and Caden Carter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think they have an actual team name. I think that they just use their names.
So either.
I do think that Bailey's going to turn heel.
No, I don't. I think it's going to be a good match. I have a feeling Bayley and Lyra are going to win, but I'll be upset if they do. That's not my official prediction, but
she's already got one belt. She don't need another.
Well, that's a good point too.
They're really high on Lyra though. They really like her.
She should be defending her belt on the Grand State of the Mall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We should have had a women's ladder match or something for the women's IC title. That would have been incredible. Exactly. But nothing against the Women's Tag Team Championships, and I know they need to be built better, but they should not be on this card, and it should have been Lyra defending in a multi-women match, in my opinion. But all right.
I second that.
So, and by the way, too, we did see that it was Bayley versus Liv, and after evening the odds from their respective partners who were at ringside, Bayley did pick up the victory, and that was kind of where we left it. So that did not get me any more excited, but whatever. So moving on from there, what?
Liv did cook in that match, though.
Absolutely.
She was doing very well. Yeah, it was, I like the way that she's progressed.
It was a good match, for sure. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
She let that ref have it. You guys aren't following, are you? She screamed at that ref for like 10 feet until he backed into the corner.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Goodness.
Fucking had it coming, probably. I don't know.
I did see when she did the suplex off of the stairs. Mm-hmm. She was hurting really bad and then did the Eddie Guerrero shimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great.
All right, moving on. I don't want to talk about it. This is going to be a great match. great match. It's the Women's World Championship match between Io Sky, Rhea Ripley, and Bianca Belair. Now, I think the build has been a little sloppy with this whole Rhea rematch thing and everybody being whiny in their own way. I do think you can make a case for any of them to win. It's going to be a great match. I wish they got here a little bit differently, but we're here now, so I guess it doesn't matter. What do you guys think of the build on this one? What's the problem?
There's a lot of whining and complaining between everyone. Well, between just two people. EO's just like, just give me someone.
Yeah.
Like I think the build's been good. But they should have just made it a fucking triple threat match 4 weeks ago instead of this, okay, you get a chance, okay, now you get another chance. Like, no, just do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should have also kept that title on Rhea and not had her lose it to Io, and then
I think I agree.
Had something happen between Io and Bianca for that to happen, and then they immediately say it's a triple threat 4 weeks in advance so that they can figure something out.
Yeah, I think
just I agree. So they're not changing the title so many times. Because yeah. I have a feeling Io is not going to walk out of there with the title.
I think Io is.
I don't know. I really haven't thought too hard about who I think is going to win, but I do agree in like your idea better about how they could have gotten to this point personally.
Yeah. It just seems like it's a little more crisp and like,
mm-hmm. I agree. Like
we're going like this to get there.
Now, arguably, possibly the best built match on the entire card. Maybe you guys have a different feeling on that. I don't know. But for the undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes versus John Cena. So we saw Cody come out and this last Friday, and he had the different iterations of the championships behind him, including his, and basically talked about the history and mentioned he has to stop John Cena's historic record-breaking title win in order to maintain the history that we have now. And I thought that was a great line, and I think it was a good promo, delivered well. It didn't progress anything, but we are going to see Cody and John Cena at SmackDown this Friday as well.
Do we know if they're together, or do we know that we've just seen John Cena?
If they're both there, I'm sure they're going to be together.
Well, you can't see Cena. Let's get that clear.
He's got a good point. I guess I didn't... I hate when you're right.
It's even worse when he wears camo.
You can't deny how good the build to this has been, because we saw that John Cena won the Elimination Chamber that made him the number one contender for the championship at WrestleMania. Nobody saw this heel turn coming. He hugged Cena, and we saw The Rock do the throat slit thing and that look on John Cena's face nobody has seen before, and kicked him straight in the balls and shocked the world.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H recently said in an interview, I don't know if you guys caught it, he's had a couple interviews come out with different people this week that were like a couple hours long each, and it was really interesting. One of them was with Andrew Schutz, actually. And he talked about how it was basically his idea to do the heel turn, presented to Cena, and he said, hey, let's pull this lever that nobody's wanted to pull. Like, let's do a heel turn. And he's like, Cena said, I fucking love it. And I'm sure Cena's been yearning for this for a long time, but the powers that be back then just would have never gone with it. And I understand why, but in 2025, heels are going to make just as much merch money and be just as influential as baby faces.
Mm-hmm. Like Rhea.
Just like Rhea.
I mean,
yeah, no, it was a lot about the merch, and it was also John's...
The whole Make-A-Wish thing.
Well, it has to also make sense. Like, he's like, I'm not just going to turn to turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he leaves the Make-A-Wish, and he leaves the merch, and it's...
But you know what?
Not making money.
In hindsight, I wouldn't have had it any other way, because if it wasn't for all of that, it wouldn't have made this heel turn nearly as good as what it's been. There's been a lot of times where we've seen just jibber-jabbering that didn't really progress anything, but still good back and forth promos, whether it was both of them together or just one of them, whatever the case may be. I think they've been carrying the weight that they need to make this match as big as what it needs to be. And overall, I mean, I can't really say anything negative about the build. Hopefully they do something to really heat it up to get people excited on Friday. And I mean, obviously I'm looking forward to it.
It's gotta be another brawl. It's got to be where 35 security people come out.
I think it needs to be something. Yeah, it needs. They need to have some sort of intense confrontation.
Cody got the upper hand last time, right?
He did. He crossroaded him.
Yeah, so we need Cena. That's right.
Yep.
We need Cena to step it up here.
Absolutely.
John Cena needs to FU him off of like the stage.
Imagine he hits that move on Sunday and they call it the FU once again.
They should.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Sweet.
That'd be so good.
Do you think...
No.
Well, we know that.
Do you think that this heel turn is still worth it if he does not come out on top?
I think it can be. It just, they got to follow up with it with something good. And he needs to maintain his stance of needing that 17th title and doing it at all costs.
Yeah. Do you see him going after the other title? Or no. Do you think he just says no?
No. I don't. Okay. And I don't think it would count. Well, I guess it would count, but I don't think it means as much if it's not like the, you know, the historic WWE title.
Because that was like, no, it was the WWE championship that he won off JBL. It wasn't Universal back then, was it?
No, that was the Undisputed, which is a part of the WWE championship lineage. Because that's why he was behind Cody on Friday.
Yeah. I think I just saw, too, that they just, not reinstated, but just more of put it out there that heavyweight title has the lineage of the other heavyweight
good.
Titles in the
good
past.
Because I don't think that was the case before. So if it does, then good. So it's got the lineage of the big gold after it came to WWE then.
Right, and John has held that before, so it would count.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, yeah, with that being said, pretty excited for Mania. I do think if Cena wins, and this, I'm not saying this is my prediction because I think you can make a case for either guy yet again, but I do think if he wins, I do think they come out with a new spinner or some other something, and I do think WrestleMania will be the last time we see the current version of the championship at all.
All together?
Because if Cena comes out with his own custom title again, I think once they leave from that one, we get something new.
Oh, that's bold. I don't know. I don't know if they would get rid of it. They just made it. Yeah, they just made it 2 years old. Yeah,
but also it's all it is a slightly changed version from what they already had. Like they just made the background gold. That's all that was different about
different
it.
Different color straps. No, wait.
No.
I think it's just the same, but that's Universal you were thinking of. I don't know. That's bold.
I don't know. Write it down. I will.
Good thing we have this thing called
YouTube. I'll owe you a favor.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
Don't get too excited. It's not that kind of favor, you weirdo.
Well, don't get me so excited then.
Fair enough.
What do you think is the... is going to be the match of the night on Sunday?
So let me give you each, I guess, and we can both kind of go through that.
Sure.
My match of the night for night two, I think is going to be, I think it's going to be between Io Rhea and Bianca or the Intercontinental Four-Way. I think I'm going to go the Intercontinental Four-Way for the best match of night two. For night one,
just say it.
I have to go the triple threat. I have to.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
I have to go for Rollins, Reigns, and Punk. I do think that's going to be a great match, but with how much story we have at play here, I think it's going to be very eyes locked in to that match,
right,
from start to finish.
George, what about you, George?
I do like your Sunday pick of the Fatal Four Way.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, if they can keep it together, Tiffany and Charlotte. Just because it just seems like they're both out for blood.
Fair enough. All right, yeah. Shorts, give it to us.
My Saturday would be, it's going to be a little bit different. it might actually be the El Grande versus yes. Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
You said that on
purpose. Yes.
That, yes. That might actually be a very good and like some extra stuff at the end of it to make it interesting. And then Sunday, I was going to say the Intercontinental Championship. But there's also the cliche is going to be the heavyweight championship or not the heavyweight, the WWE championship. I think Logan Paul and AJ Styles might cook.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. I think
they might have some really good spots.
Yeah, I think any of us can be correct on this. So it'll be interesting next Tuesday when we're here to recap and kind of go over everything. But otherwise, did we have any other final thoughts before all roads do lead to our WrestleMania pre-show this Saturday?
I'm good.
No, I can't wait to talk about this in the pre-show because we're going to get wild.
Yeah, we are. The drinks are going to be flowing. Oh, man, it's 10 a.m. I don't know. Well, I guess we kind of have to, don't we?
I can't wait. I'm going to get absolutely obliterated at 10.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to have to quit drinking Friday.
You probably should. Or just get really drunk Friday and then just keep it going all through Saturday.
Please.
No. Don't try. No. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Well, I guess with that, those are our final thoughts on the build for the WrestleMania card. Don't forget, on YouTube right here, click that subscribe button, hit that like button, and click that notification bell so that you know whenever we have a new upload and you know whenever we go live. We just put out a video yesterday of our top three WrestleMania stages. Don't forget to check that out because 'tis the season. Also, don't forget to check us out on Apple and Spotify. Search Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. And don't forget to follow, subscribe, rate, whatever it is you do on those platforms. Also, don't forget to join our Discord server. Come join us and talk wrestling with us. You can find the link to that in the description of the video or of the podcast if you're just listening. And also, don't forget to find us on X and Facebook, Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Search for us there to find us. And of course, we're very excited. It's WrestleMania week. Once again, we want to wish you a very happy WrestleMania week. We'll give you the old salute, and we will see you right here at 10 a.m. Central this Saturday for our WrestleMania pre-show. We'll see you then right here on Unprofessional Wrestling.